Good morning. Continuing with our Limud Meseches Shviyas, we're up to the third parak. We're going to go back again to Mishnah Tes, and Mr. Shem will finish the parak today. We're discussing the halachas of when someone does work in his field, if it looks as if, in his intention, what he's doing is not to fix the field, but he has an ulterior motive, and the specific case he's talking about is he's gathering stones because he's trying to build something. So there are certain cases when it's mutter for him to do it, and other cases when it's also for him to do it. The Mishnah says, "Avne kasef bois mikol makim." A person wants to build something with stones, and he walks into the field, and there are these avne kasef, literally translated as shoulder stones. He's allowed to take them out of the field because everybody knows when you take shoulder stones that you're not doing it because you're trying to improve the quality of the field, rather because you're trying to build something. And the Mishnah continues, says, "A kabbalin, maybe mikol makim, a kabbalin, a contractor, somebody who's always doing work, he's always doing construction. Halacha is he's allowed to take stones from anywhere, because again, it's clear to anybody who sees it, the reason why he's taking stones is because he's the guy who happens to be building something. So it's clear that's why he's doing it, and no one's going to accuse him, and no one will think that he is building. Now it's just important to note, we learned earlier the halacha of stones which are carried by two people. So it seems like we already learned this halacha, that large stones which need two people to carry them are allowed to be taken out of the field. So it's just important to point out that Mishnah that we learned that was talking about, it was Mishnah Vav. That Mishnah was talking about when a person had a fence and he's taking away the stones, if there are very large stones that need two people to carry them, he could take all the stones that are there, even the smaller ones. This is not talking about taking smaller stones. This is talking about specifically larger stones. If you want to take them, they need to be what we're going to call shoulder stones. What are those? What are avnei kasef? Anything that you can't take in one hand. It's too big to take in one hand. So here, you don't need two people to carry them because they're not that big. But still, it's clear, it's indicative when you're carrying them, of your purpose, what you're doing is you're carrying them because you want to do construction. This will not allow you to take other stones with it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. He says, you don't have to have this measurement of whether you take it in one hand or two hands. It means it has to be big enough that you take two or three of them on your shoulders, because that's how you'll carry them. Mishnah Yud continues, a person is building a fence between his own field and Rosh Hashanah. So it's important to note, again, you can't build a fence between your two fields, because that clearly looks like you work in the field. But between his field and Rosh Hashanah, it's halachically permitted. The question is, what is he going to do to make sure it does not look like he's working the field? The halach is mutter lahamek adasela. He could dig as deep as he needs to put the stones there. Mayas b'afa, what should you do with the dirt? Because if he puts his dirt down in the field, he's going to be working the field. The Mishnah says, "Tzever b'shus rabim." He should pile it up into the shus rabim, into the public domain. Masaknai. And after he piles it up, he should flatten it out. So it shouldn't be a big bunch of big piles inside the shus rabim, which are going to inconvenience everybody. Do Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Yeshua says. Yeshua says it's fine. You dig what you need to dig. You dump it into the shus rabim, and then get your steamroller out and roll it out. Rabbi Kiva says, you can't do that. You can't just dump piles of dirt in Rosh Hashanah. It was also to put it there because you're inconveniencing people, and now you're flattening it out. It doesn't make it any better. You can't just dump things in Rosh Hashanah. Mayas b'afras, what does he say you should do with the dirt? We learned earlier that if a person wants to start piling up fertilizer in his field, how could he do it? He makes very large piles. If you make very large piles, it's mutter. Or you can put it on top of a stone. But ultimately, the same thing he'll do with his manure, with his fertilizer he's putting in his field. He'll do that with the dirt. But don't dump your dirt into Rosh Hashanah. The same thing is true if the person's digging a hole, he's digging a cave, whatever it is, he's digging in his field, do the same thing with the dirt. Either, according to the first sheet, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you pile up in Rosh Hashanah and then you flatten it out, or according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to put in Rosh Hashanah in the first place, it doesn't belong in the public domain, it's your own dirt, leave it in your own field, and pile it up in large piles like you do with the fertilizer. Have a great day.